It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we, as we usually do, talked with our broadcast partners to give you details behind the headlines. I also had a very, very interesting conversation with Dr. John Wickham about the account of the week of creation as told to us in Genesis chapter 1. You know, there is a connection between the creation account and the end of times prophetic scenario that's found in Bible prophecy. I'll get to that in just a moment. Our broadcast partners came to these microphones and filled in many of the blanks on current events unfolding in our world today. For example, Ken Timmerman in Washington, D.C. We talked about an Iranian nuclear weapon of mass destruction by October the 1st and the potential for an Israeli preemptive strike on that production operation going on in Iran of that weapon of mass destruction. David Dolan gave us more information about how the Israelis are preparing for that strike. We also talked about Hezbollah, who said they could strike any point in Israel and wipe Israel off the earth. They're there in southern Lebanon at Israel's northern border. When we got a hold of Dr. Rob Congdon, he gave us the latest information about the Eurozone crisis. And in fact, we then got into a discussion of how this Eurozone crisis can actually affect the United States presidential elections upcoming. Very interesting conversation with Rob. And we talked with Winky Medad. Winky Medad is involved in Israeli Media Watch. It's an organization that watches the Israeli media. He's much concerned about how the Israeli media basically is siding with the Palestinian media as they attack those religious Jews who want to go up onto the Temple Mount and use that as a place of prayer. Well, that was a very interesting discussion. All of these reports given to us by our broadcast partners are available for you on our website, prophecytoday.com. They're foretelling these political events I'm talking about, foretelling what's going to happen in our world today as it aligns itself with Bible prophecy. You need to listen to these reports. You can do that at PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It is a way for you to listen to all of our interviews, all of our broadcasts for all 8 of the radio broadcasts that we do. That's located at prophecytoday.com. How about telling a friend? Send them the link so they can go to PTRN at prophecytoday.com and listen to these interviews again or for the very first time. By the way, please go back and make sure you listen to that interview with Dr. John Wickham on creation. We talked about the gap theory. Now, that gap theory is that there is a gap of millions of years between Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and chapter 1, verse 2. This was very, very popular by the Scofield Study Bible. As we were talking with Dr. Wickham, he said that the gap theory is totally impossible. In fact, remember, he said that he started to teach that when he was in a theological school as a professor, and then he really looked at the Word of God and he took it literally, and he understood that he could not teach the gap theory anymore. It had to be that time period as defined by the book of Genesis, 6 days, 6 24-hour days, that the creation took place, and in fact, it was about 6,000 years ago. Listen, if you don't look at these verses in Genesis 1 that way, and these verses, like Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, by Jesus was everything created. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 11, in 6 days, we're talking about those 24-hour days, the day and the night, the night and the day, the night and the day. That's what it keeps talking about there in Genesis chapter 1. It was a 6-day period, and in Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, the Lord said, I created the heavens, the earth, and all that in them is in 6 days. Now, rest one day. He wasn't talking about rest a million years. Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 31 says, all things were very good. After he had created everything in those 6 days, he said, all things are very good. The flavor from the Hebrew is abundantly excellent. I love that. There was no death or evil in those first 6 days. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1 brings sin onto the scene and thus death. You know, if you don't believe God, Jesus Christ, who's the one who was the creator, could have done creation in 6 days, not millions of years, and he did it supernaturally, then you're going to have problems with the rest of the Bible. For example, what do you do with Genesis chapters 6, 7, and 8, Noah and the flood? Well, that was supernaturally done. Exodus, Moses, and the plagues, when you study the plagues that Moses brought upon the Egyptians. Hey, look, that was supernatural. What about the crossing of the Red Sea in the book of Exodus, in the time when the Jewish people would go towards the promised land? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the miracles of Jesus Christ. He fed 5,000, and that is talked about in all four of the Gospels. In John chapter 11, the resurrection of Lazarus. And what about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? That was a supernatural activity. It didn't take thousands of years to resurrect Jesus Christ from the dead. My friend, the next event on God's calendar of activity is the rapture of the church. If you cannot believe the creation account in Genesis 1, how in the world could you believe that all Christians are going to be caught up into the heavens by the shout of Jesus Christ? And what about his second coming? He's coming back to the earth. He ascended into the heavenlies. The disciples watched him. The two men in white apparel standing by, Acts chapter 1, said, "Why stand you here gazing as he's gone? So he's going to come again one day." That will have to be supernaturally undone. And by the way, what about Revelation chapter 21, Isaiah 65, Isaiah 66, the new heavens and the new earth? You think it's going to take another million and millions and millions of years to bring this new heaven and new earth into existence? My friend, if you take prophecy literally, we have to take creation and its account in Genesis 1 literally, and vice versa. What do I mean by that? I can only know God's plan for the future in Bible prophecy is absolute if the creation account is absolute as well. Both accounts, my friend, are absolute. And Jesus Christ is going to come back to the earth. Well, everything we talk about on this broadcast is evidence of how that 7-year period of time leading up to the second coming of Jesus Christ are about to be fulfilled as the prophets told they would, the events, pre-written history, and we talk about it right here on Prophecy Today. But let me remind you, I mentioned it already, the rapture of the church is the next event. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trump of God sounds, we're caught up to be with him. That's a supernatural event, and it will happen, and in fact, it could happen today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...